Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, certainly not. This man dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers, making them expose their babies so that they might not live. The tyrant spoken of here in Acts 7 by the soon-to-be-martyred Stephen is Pharaoh, but he lives on in dictators such as Kim Jong-il of North Korea. He kills all that oppose him, including their children. If he could, he would wage war with the world and bring all under his dominion. One day a man will do just that. In the parable of the vine dresser, Luke 20, Jesus says that the judge of all will one day consume those who have dared to oppose his work. His audience, smug Jews who felt God could never oppose them, gasp, "Certainly not!" Today, equally smug Christians of the West hear of the tribulation that is coming to the entire planet and fantasize, some through a carefully worked out theology, that it could never happen here, that the poor believers over there could become the one they see in the mirror every day is incredibly unbelievable to them. "Certainly not," they would cry. But it will come on all flesh, including believers. The persecution, the suffering, the homelessness, the joblessness, the pain, the torture and death, it will come. Will this Western church survive it? I hear of churches having teaching sessions built around a book written by some rock and rollers. I think, what if the church of my childhood would have had a small group meeting based on the life of Frank Sinatra? He claimed to have some religion after all. And Elvis, why, he had whole albums of Christian music. Why wasn't he held up to us as a model? Will this sort of methodology change our world and prepare it for the test? I see a parade in a town near here this summer. Three Christian floats. The first one, a band is playing rock music. No words, no message, only rock. The hint, come to our church, it's cool. Another one, more rock music. People singing words this time, but as is the norm with this kind of music, one couldn't make out what was being said. A third display was some simple children's tunes. Now, all three had a chance to share the love of Jesus. They could have even had a short testimony of the saving power of the Lord. The people lining the streets saw only the music wars and the churches promoting themselves. That sort of religion won't make it when Antichrist rises. In the first round of terror, those groups will shut down and never be heard of again. What about your church? What about you? What about me? Do we have the sort of community and personal walk with God that will walk us through the fire that is coming unscathed? They say that North Korean believers pray for us. It does seem that we're in the greater danger, doesn't it? Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this, and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.